Now, as I mentioned at the start of the programme, the government looks on course to defeat a Sinn Féin motion of no confidence, which will be voted on in the Dáil later today. Sinn Féin has urged independent TDs to back its motion and to trigger a general election. The party saying the government has failed to deliver on health, housing and has not adequately addressed the rising cost of living. Shortly before coming in here, I spoke to Sinn Féin, a spokesperson on finance, Deputy Piers Doherty, and I first of all asked him, is he confident or was he ever confident, really, that this motion of no confidence had a chance of succeeding?
Well, the reason we put forward a no confidence motion is very simple. We've had 2 years of this government and they've been a complete and utter disaster. You just have to look around at the cost of living crisis, the fact that they wouldn't bring forward an emergency budget. Look at what's been happening under their watch in terms of housing, in terms of health. And last week we saw that the government officially became a minority government. So we have put up an opportunity for people to vote no confidence, to have a change of government, to have a general election, and to allow people to decide who they want to see steer them through the next challenges over the next number of years. And that's what it's about. Sinn Féin has never had confidence in this government, but it allows others an opportunity to reassess. And some have done that. Some who have supported government in the past are now considering not supporting this government.
Are you hopeful that the two, I suppose, rebel Green Party TDs will go in your direction? There is some concern over attempts and discussions about the reductions in emissions in agriculture that is causing some consternation among backbenchers of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. Are you hopeful that they will go your way at least?
Well, look, it's not solely focused on any individual, whether it's the two Green TDs who broke the party whip, or indeed some of the Fianna Fáil TD who has lost the party whip in the last while. This is looking at all of those who support government. This government doesn't have a majority. This government is now up to, you know, independent TDs, TDs who are outside the party fold, to decide, are they going to continue to allow this government to remain in office and continue with the shambles that we've had in relation to their lackluster and lack of urgency in response in relation to the cost of living crisis? Are they going to continue to allow this government to introduce schemes that are just bonkers, that are continue to push up prices, or either on housing or rents, and that lock an entire generation out, or continue to bring forward policies that attack the fabric of rural Ireland? And we can see that in terms of the initiatives that the Green Party leader tried to introduce earlier this year in terms of the banning of turf.
Mm. What would you say that Taoiseach obviously came out yesterday and said, look, this move is a cynical move by Sinn Féin, and that the last thing that anyone wants right now, last thing, given all those crises that we're facing, into all the problems that are there, the issue perhaps in the autumn of perhaps maybe some level of energy rationing, we don't know if that's going to happen or not, but that an election would be the last thing we'd need in the middle of all that?
Well, the last thing that people want, in my opinion, and I would say in the vast majority of people across the state, is for Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar to remain in office and to continue to fail to address the major challenges that we have. Micheál Martin is not in a position, and we can see that over and over in terms of the polls, to say that he has the command of the majority or a significant portion of the Irish people. His party has continued to trail in the polls, and so has Fine Gael. They've continued to lose support, and it's not just in the polls, but they've now continued to lose number of their TDs who supported them in the Dáil. What people want, in my view, and I get it every single day, is the most frequent comment that is said to me is, when are we going to get the shower out? When are we going to get a change of government? People are clinging on to hope that something better can come forward, and we Sinn Féin are ready. We're poised. We're ready. We have the team. We have the policies, and we're ready for a general election.
So you reject his assertion. You're just doing this to keep yourselves in the headlines. You know, in your heart and soul, the real politics of it. You don't have the numbers for it, so you're just doing it in order to try and just put a bit of extra pressure on before the summer recess.
Let's be very clear, Gerry. This government is unraveling. This government is unraveling and has been for a long while, and we can see that on a weekly basis now. As I said, losing support, lost another member of their of government just last week. And before that, a month before that, lost two. Before that, they lost a Fianna Fáil TD. So this government is unravelling, and they will continue to unravel. And while that plays out, it is the Irish people who suffer. It is because it is a government that isn't in touch with the needs of ordinary people, has failed to understand that people need an emergency budget that would deal with the cost of living crisis now, has failed to understand that we need the capital investment in terms of housing that we've never seen before, has failed to understand that we need to freeze rents and actually reduce rents by putting a month's rent into renters' pockets. This is a government that is out of touch. And we in Sinn Féin, as the largest party in the state, but also as the main opposition party, have a duty to put forward this motion when this government has become a minority government, to actually say, look, what the people want is an opportunity to go to the polls to decide who will lead them, which party will lead them, which set of policies will lead them over the next period of time. And I'm confident in that if people are given that chance, that they will reject this Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Green coalition and will elect something that is new, that brings hope, and that will deal with the crisis that we have
and now. You definitely want to take over now. You're ready to go right now, because there again, if you go back to the real politics of it, there is a mountain of problems, a mountain of international issues. I mean, if Sinn Féin are in the morning, is that going to change what happens? Perhaps maybe the fears, concerns over the international energy crisis that we're facing into in the autumn, and what would you do differently in the government to tackle that problem? That's largely outside of the control of a domestic government.
And we've always acknowledged that. And all my contributions in the Dáil, Mary Lou's contributions, have recognised that what is happening in terms of the cost of living crisis, not just energy, but mainly the cost of living crisis, that the large parts of that are externally led. Some of that are internally led. You know, we went into this crisis with the highest house prices in Europe, highest rents in Europe. That was as a result of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil policy over the last decade. We've gone into this crisis with the highest childcare costs in Europe and among the highest childcare costs in the OECD. Again, that's a result not of Putin or a war in Ukraine, but actually as a result of government policy that have driven up. And you know, I could go on about insurance and other costs, but look, in terms of what's driving inflation at the minute, we all know that the main ingredients of that are energy, and that is external. That is something that government cannot control, but where it has a duty, an obligation, a moral obligation, is to protect its citizens to the best it can. And we recognize we can't protect everybody from inflation, from the full effects, but the government can do more and should do more. And that's why we have said what they need to do is bring forward a cost of living budget. They need to put money into low and middle income earners' pockets. They need to reduce petrol and diesel to the maximum amount that we're allowed under the European Union. They need to stop increasing carbon taxes. Like, the government's plan at the minute, in September, when they bring forward the budget, is to increase carbon tax on petrol and diesel. It's bonkers. Like, you know, people are, you know, listening to this and probably pulling into the petrol station and having palpitations as they see, you know, the cost of diesel and petrol at 2.19, 2.20 in some forecourts. And, it, you know, and that all leads into the need of them, of the high costs in terms of food, in terms of energy. And there's only so much money that goes around. So, you know, while they can't stop what's happening internationally, what they can do is look at the resources that we have, and remember, inflation boosts the resources of the government. So every time
is there a danger though, if they do that now, back by the autumn, those things will have dissipated and we won't know the full extent of the crisis, and they will have less room to maneuver financially.
But Jerry, you have to understand that people are need support now, that people are hurting now. Look at all the reports. One third of houses in energy poverty, one third of homes trying to make ends meet. We see, you know, demands in terms of St. Vincent de Paul, in terms of charities who are providing food parcels. People who actually gave money to these charities are now going to these charities looking for support. You know, as I said before, it's like, you know, not feeding your child for 3 days and then your child coming up to you and saying, look, daddy, I'm hungry. And you say, well, you're going to be hungrier in 2 months' time. I'll feed you then. Like, that's the type of government response we have. Government has a duty to act now. It's fine for ministers and, you know, and politicians who are well paid, well healed, and will be insulated from these pressures. But people who are in low and middle income are finding it really, really difficult to get to the end of the week. And they can't wait another 3 months for government to get their act together. They need action now. Okay. And this government has let them down. They have abandoned them. And that's why Sinn Féin are putting forward this motion of no confidence.
Okay, let me ask you this question finally on a separate issue. News continuing to come out in relation to lobbying and relation to the issue of the lobbying of US taxi hailing firm Uber and its Irish representative John Moran. Story this morning in the Irish Times that John Moran did not disclose discussions on the future of the business with top government and civil service figures in legal filings to the official lobbying register. This comes after statutory returns covering political contacts by US cab hailing company in 2015 and 2016. So specific meetings with the then Taoiseach Enda Kenny, members of his cabinet and his senior civil servant were not declared, even though they feature in leaked Uber records. How concerned are you about this?
I'm concerned. I'm really concerned about this, and not just on this issue, because unfortunately for some, this is how Ireland works. You know, we've seen it in terms of that revolving door between High Finance and Fine Gael, and we've seen how ministers have left their positions and then ended up as lobbyists or CEOs of major firms, and that's why myself and my colleague Deputy Mairead Farrell brought forward a lobbying bill. And now the government's resisting that, but what it would do is, for example, it would increase transparency, because lobbying's okay. You know, it happens everywhere. We're not suggesting that lobbying shouldn't happen, but lobbying has to be transparent, and there has to be proper cooling off period. So you can't go in. You know, the 12-month cooling off period at the minute is insufficient. But does it surprise me that there's back channels there? Absolutely not.
But let's remember, it didn't work, Deputy Doherty. Uber didn't get what it wanted.
Let me say this, Jerry.
It was going a different way.
How many weeks ago was it where the Taoiseach, and somebody who plans to be the future Taoiseach in December the 15th, was actually saying that we need to deal with Uber and allow them into the market here, or words to that effect? It was only, to my understanding, 3 weeks ago that the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar was making those comments. You know, and there's serious questions. We've seen comments, a press release still up on the Fine Gael website from Deirdre Clune in relation to the taxi protests that were happening in France, and her making serious accusations against those protesters and defending Uber. Look, you know, there are issues here, but this isn't the first time that this has happened. Remember, you know, and we've seen the whole controversy in terms of the leaked report to the contract for the NAGP. You know, that discussion took place through WhatsApp messages that were deleted from the minister's phones at the time, and we know that isn't the first time that those type of channels have been used, that information then isn't sent on to the department. So there's major issues in terms of lobbying and the transparency of lobbying, and for some people there is channels there, as we can see from these leaked files, which are back channels that are not available to the rest of the public and are not transparent to the public, and that's a real problem.